Let's get to this, Norm. The question, can the Cowboys afford Earl Thomas? Norm, the answer.
Yes. Yes. As many of you think that the Cowboys are capped out, they can afford Earl Thomas for one more year. If you're looking to do something this year, if you say this is the year, then you can fit Earl Thomas. And that's a position that the people who grade the teams and grade their positions, they would identify that as the weakest spot on the Cowboys.
Position of need, surely. Now, are you signing a deal so you can front load this money where he's getting a lot of it up front? Because Earl Thomas is not coming here for a one-year deal, broken leg or not.
I agree.
He wants to get paid.
Then your question becomes, can you keep him for more than 1 year? And Earl Thomas is going to understand that when he signs his contract. Because the Cowboys' problem, money-wise, will come in the summer of 2020, not the summer of 2019.
Right.
It won't. And after next year, Dak's new contract will kick in. The last year of Zeke will kick in.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to find a way to keep both Byron Jones and Jalen Smith, who will be at free agency. That's going to cost money to sign those people. Now, can you sign them all? How important is Earl Thomas to you? Donnie asked the most important question about this. Is he the difference? Is Earl Thomas, if healthy, the difference?
Sometimes when you make a signing like that, it's kind of one way or the other, because sometimes when you sign a veteran guy like that, you in your mind think you are a player or two away from winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
Will Earl Thomas on this team automatically vault this team until, okay, these guys are Super Bowl contenders? Are you going to say that even if he's not on the field? Even if they don't have him here, do you say, man, the Cowboys are really close, they just need that one difference maker? Is that Earl Thomas? I think a lot of people feel that that's the case. That, well, he is the guy that's going to make a difference that turns a good defense into a really, really, really good defense.
There's a difference between a really good safety and a safety who acts almost like a coach on the field. For instance, Landon Collins in New York is a really good safety.
Mm-hmm.
But he can get lost in coverage sometimes. And that's not what you need here. You need a boss in center field, a boss that can go sideline to sideline, and a boss that can create turnovers. That's a thing lacking on this defense. Now, I think they can afford Earl Thomas or somebody. Do you like Joyner out of St. Louis? He's a free agent, but he's going to take a longer-term contract because he's younger and he's not coming off an injury. Could you front-load an Earl Thomas contract? Maybe.
The last deal he signed was 4 years and $40 million. And I just don't see him, broken leg or not, willing to sacrifice a lot of years of money to make it down here.
I think you're absolutely dead on. He isn't going to take some cheap contract. The doctors at some point are going to say, you know what? He's fine. He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And can, unlike some other positions, he's going to be 30 next year. Could he play to 32 or 33? I think he could easily play to that age. The question is, can you afford him past 19? That's your question.
Because now you're going to have to start putting your priorities out there. You have the offensive line set
at a huge amount of money.
They've got their money, man, and it's a lot.
Huge.
So you can't pay everyone what they think they're worth. So you're going to have to start chopping people off at the knees. Dak's going to get his. There's no question.
Yep.
You spend a first-round pick on Amari Cooper. You picked up his option. You would think that as well as it went last year, and you think it's going to go exceptionally well again this year, he's going to get his money also.
You bet he's going to get his money.
So now are you sacrificing Byron Jones, who rated as one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL? Are you saying, you know what? we can lose him and go with someone else we have? Or is it DeMarcus Lawrence? Because now that pass rush is great, and he is a monster. Is he a $22 million a year guy monster for the next four or five?
Or you flip the coin over and say, what is this pass rush without DeMarcus Lawrence?
Right. Can someone else step up? Can Randy Gregory, can you trust him to say, all right, you're the guy on the edge that's going to be the man where everyone has to concentrate on and it's going to help everyone else? And do you draft a young kid to kind of start over? Because you don't expect young guys in the draft. This draft is loaded with guys who can rush the passer, but you don't have a first-round pick, and all the main hot names are going to be gone. So do you trust that to start over and rely on one of these other guys to be the guy to step up like DeMarcus Lawrence if you don't want to pay him that money? It's a really, really fascinating question that not only do you look at now, you have to look at for a year or two down the road, because money is going to become an issue.
Well, I'm going to ask you to look at the defensive line. What is the defensive line without DeMarcus Lawrence?
It doesn't seem to be very good.
Well, we've used a pretty high pick 3 years in a row on that line. We used a 2 on Gregory and a 1 on Charlton and a 4 on Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we used a 4 on Charles Tapper, who was taken before Dak Prescott in the draft 3 years ago. We've tried to invest in the line. And Donnie, one more thing. After next year, Malik Collins' contract comes due. There are a lot of huge questions in the summer of 2020.
Timing is something, man.
Yeah.
It is crazy. It's all fine and dandy when a guy's on a 4-year, $5.5 million contract like DeMarcus Lawrence was. And then now it goes to the franchise tag. And now it may go to 21, 22, 23. Are you going to feel the same when all that added money is over his head and it's a 10-sack season, which is good?
I agree.
Is that $22 million good, though?
I agree. Is 10 sacks a season worth $22 million? Whoa.
Right, right. On Aaron the surface, you're going to say, no, of course not.
Aaron Donald's worth $22 million a year, but Aaron Donald gets 20 sacks. Now, Lawrence is a very good player. The question is, and this is veered off path just a little bit, but if you're going to pay him, and by the way, the 4 offensive line people you mentioned, Smith, Martin, Frederick, and Collins, this coming season will count more than $50 million against the cap. 4 players. If you then put Cooper in the equation, we're talking about that 5-pack costing $65 million for those 5 players. If you franchise Lawrence, you would tie up $85 million in 2019 on 6 players. You just can't keep adding 10, 12, 14 right. million dollar players.
And that's what Earl Thomas is going to cost.
But you come back to the question, is 19 our year? Is it conceivably our year?
You wonder, and we always talk about the voices in that front office now. And I believe Jerry, on the surface 4 years ago, would go, hell yeah, it is. Bring them in. I don't care how much it costs. And now everyone else is like, man, we have to be a little more fiscally responsible because we can't just look at next year. We have to look at down the road and see who we can keep and afford and all that.
Yes.
So now they're more of the big picture than the let's go get it right now picture.
I'll give you another thought. Do you sign Earl Thomas and draft the safety? Xavier Woods broke in as a nickel back, and Anthony Brown is free after next season. I don't think there's any way they can keep Anthony Brown. I mean, there are all sorts of moving parts here, but Donnie, the key question is the one the Cowboys have to tell us. Do they believe 19 is the year? Then you know what? To hell with 20. We'll deal with
go
that in
it.
20 if
right.
we've got our rings.
Right. Hmm. It's interesting.